This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, September 7th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a wrap-up on yesterday's sentencing of former Illinois Governor George Ryan. First, a look at this morning's news. Former Governor Ryan will serve 6.5 years behind bars. He was sentenced yesterday in Chicago after being convicted back in April of corruption charges. Defense attorney Dan Webb says he's requesting that the former governor stay free during the appeal process.
We are very hopeful that someday this conviction will be reversed and George Ryan will be vindicated and this conviction will be put behind him, and I'll await for that day.
Ryan's lawyers say problems with the jury could lead to a reversal of the guilty verdict. During sentencing, Ryan asked Judge Rebecca Pallmeyer for leniency, saying he might not survive a long prison stint. The 72-year-old has been ordered to surrender to authorities January 4th. The sentencing might be over, but as Sean Crawford reports, voters will be reminded of him this fall.
Political expert John Jackson of Southern Illinois University says George Ryan will once again be a theme for those running for governor. Jackson says both Republican Judy Barr Topinka and Democrat Rod Blagojevich see an opportunity.
Each is trying to link the other, the opponent, to George Ryan and use George Ryan as a hammer to beat over the head their opponent, and the television commercials have been the preferred weapon of choice.
Jackson calls it a risky strategy as Ryan's sentence reinforces for some the notion that all politicians are corrupt. He says despite Ryan being a Republican, neither party benefits from his legal trouble. I'm Sean Crawford.
There are still questions looming with the announcement of the sentence. One is whether the former governor will begin his 6.5-year sentence when he's scheduled to on January 4th. University of Illinois law professor Andrew Leopold says most convicted felons wouldn't be able to, but he says Ryan isn't a flight risk, so his chances are better than average. Leopold says there's also the question of whether proceedings during the Ryan trial could help the defense's case in an appeal.
Did the judge make a mistake, make a legal error in permitting alternate jurors to go into the jury room when she excused the sitting jurors and press the alternates into service? And that, even Judge Palmyra has said, is a very hard question.
The judge excused two jurors during deliberations. They had concealed their arrest records during the selection process months earlier. The deliberations were restarted when two alternates were added. Leopold says he didn't see the Ryan sentence to be either out of line or lenient when compared to similar cases. I'll have more on this in a few moments. Could a consultant help the Champaign County Nursing Home save money? That was the question put to a county board committee last night. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Nursing Home Administrator Andrew Buffenbarger told the Justice and Social Services Committee that a consulting firm specializing in county nursing homes might help in finding ways to raise revenue and cut expenses. Committee members want more information, but some worry about spending more money on a problem that has cost the county so much already. The nursing home will lay off about 20 employees next week, and that weighed on the mind of Rantoul Republican Stan James.
It always hurt me to see us lay off people, but yet we could pay some management firm to come in and tell us where to even cut more. And I always thought, geez, you know, if we could have saved a couple of jobs here, that money would have been, that's my opinion, better spent.
Buffenbarger says some county nursing homes around the state report the consultants they hired earned their fees, in a few cases, several times over. That's the kind of result Champaign County would need to equal the $350,000 the county nursing home expects to lose next year. Buffenbarger will report back to the Justice Committee next month with more information. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
University of Illinois administrators say they hope to be in the final stages of launching an online global campus. The privately funded entity has involved nearly 2 years of research following similar programs at other institutions and online degree programs already at the U of I. President Joseph White and Special Assistant Chet Gardner will make a formal presentation before trustees today. Gardner says the concept is part of the U of I's land-grant heritage.
Our goal is not to be big, just to be big. We really do want to provide the quality University of Illinois educational experience to those people that currently can't take advantage of it because of family and work obligations, and perhaps because of cost.
Gardner says the online venture would eventually involve all types of teaching help from all three U of I campuses, from tenured faculty to non-tenured clinical professors. He says trustees will be asked to approve the program by its November meeting with hopes of starting up in January. Jerry Schweihart says he's looking forward to running for a third term as mayor of Champaign. Schweihart, who ran unopposed in 2003, says he doesn't think any opponents will find much to disagree with when it comes to Champaign's success in attracting new development and reviving downtown. But he says he expects his opposition to Champaign's upcoming ban on smoking in bars and restaurants may attract some opponents.
If you see something controversial, it's probably going to be the smoking issue. The rest of it is all positive about the growth of Champaign, so I don't really look for anybody to be able to pick that apart.
One person who might disagree is at-large Councilman Geraldo Rosales, who Schweihart has named as a possible challenger. Rosales says he's contemplated a run for Champaign mayor next year but has not made a decision. Rosales says the city's policy of offering tax incentives to encourage new development has helped big developers while ignoring the needs of working people and older neighborhoods.
So when I look at issues of incentives throughout the community and corporation and the sprawl, I look at the older neighborhoods being repaired and the poor needing as well, too.
At Tuesday's Champaign City Council meeting, Rosales voted against extending enterprise zone eligibility to a proposed ethanol plant and the Burnham Hospital site development, two projects that Mayor Schweihart supports. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. The former governor of Illinois, who gained international acclaim from death penalty opponents when he declared a moratorium on state executions, has been sentenced to prison. Former Governor George Ryan will go to a federal prison for steering lucrative state contracts to political insiders in exchange for vacations and other benefits. NPR's Cheryl Corley has this from Chicago.
George Ryan never took the witness stand during his trial, but before he was sentenced, he did address the court, saying he realized people have lost faith in government. The former governor said the people of Illinois had expected more from him, and he let them down. Ryan, who has steadfastly denied any wrongdoing, said he was proud of his accomplishments, but he should have been more diligent, more watchful, and he called the day the saddest in his life. Outside the courtroom, U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald called it sad, too.
We hope that somewhere out there, at some point, people stop and think and look at what's happening and realizing how just horrible corruption is, what it does to other people, what it does to the victims, and last, what it does to the people who get caught doing it. Maybe at some point it'll sink in and this will stop.
Ryan was convicted last April of racketeering, mail fraud, and other charges. Prosecutors said he doled out big money contracts and leases to political insiders in exchange for a free vacation to the Caribbean and other places and valuables, including cigars, books, and a golf bag for him and family members. Federal Judge Rebecca Pallmeyer sentenced him to 6.5 years. Defense attorneys had argued for a shorter prison term, citing Ryan's age, he's 72, and his health problems. Ryan said the government's long-running investigation had been a toll on his family, and Assistant U.S. Attorney Patrick Collins agreed.
As we said in court, we don't take issue with that. There certainly is victimization of innocent people on the defendant's side of the ledger. But I think that pain, as serious and strong as it is, pales in the comparison to some of the pain that was suffered by the victims of the corruption in this case.
Those victims, said Collins, included the public, people who were trying to conduct honest business with the state, and even more so, 6 children who died in a fiery car crash more than 10 years ago. The government's probe began after investigators found a truck driver involved in the crash had obtained his driver's license illegally by paying a bribe to workers in the Secretary of State's office, which Ryan headed at the time. So now, Ryan has become the third former governor of Illinois to be convicted of a crime. But supporters say that will not be his legacy. As governor, Ryan put a stop to executions after 13 death row inmates were found to be wrongly convicted. Before he left office, he also cleared death row, commuting sentences, and pardoning inmates. Rob Warden, who heads the Center on Wrongful Convictions at Northwestern University, says it is Ryan's legacy of reforming capital punishment that will survive.
And I also believe that it is really a noble legacy. It's probably one of the more courageous things that any Illinois governor has done in the arena of criminal justice.
Ryan's lead attorney, Dan Webb, says he's still working to repair Ryan's current reputation. He says he's convinced that the jury deliberations were faulty since two jurors were dismissed before arriving at a verdict. He's appealing Ryan's conviction.
And based on the jury deliberations, we are very hopeful that someday this conviction will be reversed and George Ryan will be vindicated and this conviction will be put behind him.
George Ryan is to report to prison on January 4th. His attorneys are trying to keep him free on bond pending his appeal. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
RAM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser says aside from some fog in the morning for the next couple of mornings, we'll see sunny skies. Today's high ranging from 78 in northeast Indiana to 85 in southwest Illinois. Clear overnight tonight with patchy fog forming and lows from 53 in some southern locations in the two states to around 60 in the Chicago area. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny again. Friday's highs ranging from 80 in northeast Indiana to 86 in southwest Illinois. Look for a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms to move into the northern sections of Illinois and Indiana on Saturday, with a chance of those storms reaching central sections late in the day. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, September 7th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.